This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Self-awareness myths that limit personal growth. The beliefs about knowing yourself that quietly keep you stuck. In short, self-awareness myths feel like wisdom. They do not block your effort, they redirect it, pointing you toward comfortable reflection instead of honest examination. Believing you're self-aware because you think about yourself is one of the most common traps. The myths that limit you most are the ones that feel the most true. Real self-awareness requires other people, not just private thought. Definition: self-awareness myths are persistent, widely accepted beliefs about knowing yourself that feel insightful, but actively obstruct clear self-perception. They replace honest examination with reassuring conclusions, creating blind spots that limit your relationships, decisions, and capacity for genuine personal growth. There's a particular kind of confidence that comes just before a hard lesson. I watched a senior manager I had worked with for years deliver what he called direct feedback to his team. He was proud of it. He told me afterward that he prided himself on self-awareness, on knowing exactly how he came across. 2 months later, three of his best people quietly left the team. He was genuinely shocked. The signals had been there for a long time, but his beliefs about himself had made them invisible. Self-awareness myths do not announce themselves. They feel like earned wisdom. They feel like the kind of thing a thoughtful person would believe. That is precisely what makes them so limiting. They settle into place, go unexamined, and over time they become the ceiling on how clearly you can ever see yourself. What follows are the mistakes I see most often, and at least one of them will be uncomfortable to read. Why believing you are self-aware is the biggest warning sign. There is something deeply ironic about the most common self-awareness myth. The people most certain they have it are often the most in need of it. Confidence in your own self-knowledge tends to reduce the effort you put into questioning it. You have arrived, as far as you are concerned. The searching stops. The truth of it is this: real self-awareness is a practice, not a destination. It is ongoing, uncomfortable, and never fully complete. If you feel settled about how well you know yourself, that feeling is worth examining carefully. The myths that keep you from seeing yourself clearly. 1. Reflection is the same as self-awareness. What it looks like: you spend real time thinking about yourself, your reactions, and your patterns. You keep a journal. You review your week. You consider how conversations went. Why it happens. Introspection feels productive. Thinking about yourself is effortful, so it must be useful. Why it matters. Reflection without honest feedback is often just storytelling. You view the events through your own lens, with your own assumptions intact, and you confirm what you already believed. The blind spots stay hidden because you're doing all the examining yourself. What to do? After your next difficult conversation, ask someone who was present one specific question. How did I come across in that moment? Then listen without explaining. I spent years reflecting. I got very good at understanding myself, or so I thought. It was not until I started asking others that I discovered how much my reflection had been quietly curated. 2. If you were doing something wrong, someone would have told you. What it looks like: you take the absence of direct criticism as evidence that you are performing well. No one has complained, so there is no problem. Why it happens. Most people avoid giving hard feedback. Silence feels like approval because feedback is rare enough that we treat its absence as meaningful. Why it matters. This is the most dangerous myth on this list because it outsources your self-awareness entirely to other people's courage. Most colleagues will not tell you the truth unless you create specific conditions for it. The amygdala hijack and defensive reactions make honest feedback costly for the person giving it. What to do? Ask for feedback with a specific question and a specific situation. Was there a moment in that meeting where I could have listened better? Is a question people can answer honestly. Silence is not a mirror. I learned that after years of assuming that no news was good news. 3. Your intentions are what define your impact. What it looks like: when feedback comes in that you came across as dismissive, abrupt, or cold, you point to your intentions. You meant well, so the problem must lie in how the other person interpreted things. Why it happens. Intentions are vivid to you. Your impact on others is invisible unless someone names it. It is natural to weigh the thing you can see more heavily. Why it matters. The people around you experience your impact, not your intentions. Over time, this myth produces a persistent gap between who you believe yourself to be and how others experience you, and that gap quietly destroys trust.
This is the root of many of the defensive reactions that make feedback so hard to receive.
What to do?
When you receive feedback about your impact, try saying,
"Tell me more about what you noticed." Stay with the impact before defending the intention.
4.
Emotional self-awareness means knowing how you feel in the moment. What it looks like. You believe you are emotionally self-aware because you can name your feelings.
You know when you are frustrated, anxious, or excited.
Why it happens.
Naming emotions is taught as the foundation of emotional intelligence, and it is a genuine skill. The myth is treating it as the whole skill.
Why it matters. Knowing what you feel is different from understanding your emotional patterns, your triggers, and the way your emotional state changes how others experience you. Without that deeper layer, you can name the storm without understanding why it keeps arriving. Understanding these patterns is precisely what separates people who build team confidence and competence faster from those who plateau. What to do? For 1 week, note not just what you felt, but what triggered it and what you did as a result.
The pattern across the week will show you more than any single moment of self-reflection.
5. Self-awareness is about knowing your weaknesses. What it looks like.
You spend most of your self-reflection identifying where you fall short. You are hard on yourself, and you wear that as evidence of clear-eyed self-perception.
Why it happens.
We tend to confuse self-criticism with self-knowledge.
Being hard on yourself feels honest. Why it matters.
This is the genuinely counterintuitive one. Overfocus on weakness creates its own distortion. You miss your actual impact, both positive and negative, because you're too busy managing an internal narrative about your failings.
Self-awareness requires seeing the full picture, including the strengths you dismiss and the habits you do not notice because they feel normal to you. What to do?
Ask someone you trust to name a strength they rely on in you.
Then sit with that answer rather than deflecting it.
6.
You become more self-aware by spending more time alone with your thoughts. What it looks like. You believe that solitude and reflection are the primary tools for understanding yourself. More thinking equals more insight.
Why it happens. There is real value in quiet and in slowing down. The myth takes something partial and treats it as complete.
Why it matters.
Self-awareness without the mirror of other people is limited by your own perspective. You are the only one who cannot see your face without a reflective surface. Other people provide the reflection.
Teams that understand this tend to build the kind of honest dynamic that makes synergy in real-time performance far more consistent. What to do?
Identify one person whose observations you trust and make a habit of asking them a specific question after shared experiences.
7.
Self-awareness is a fixed trait you either have or do not have.
What it looks like. You believe some people are naturally introspective and insightful, and others simply are not built that way. Why it happens.
Some people do reflect more easily than others. The myth takes a difference in tendency and treats it as a difference in capacity.
Why it matters.
Treating self-awareness as fixed removes the motivation to practice it. It becomes a quality you possess in a given amount rather than a skill that grows with effort. People who treat it as a skill develop better feedback habits, and those habits directly explain why some managers handle workplace tension far more effectively than others.
What to do? Choose one specific situation this week and apply deliberate attention to how you came across.
Practice it like any other skill.
The root beneath all of these myths.
Every myth on this list protects you from the same thing being wrong about yourself.
That is the common root.
Reflection, good intentions, emotional naming, self-criticism, solitude, all of these feel like self-awareness because they involve effort directed inward.
But effort directed inward through a comfortable lens is not the same as honest examination.
The myths survive because they allow you to feel self-aware without the vulnerability of discovering that your self-image does not match your impact.
Real self-awareness requires you to hold your self-image loosely, to treat it as a working theory rather than a settled conclusion.
A quick self-check on where your blind spots may be.
Read each statement and note whether it is true for you.
Honestly, when someone gives you critical feedback, your first instinct is to explain your intention. You cannot name a recent example where someone's feedback about you surprised you.
You reflect regularly, but rarely ask others for their direct observations.
You believe people would tell you if something was wrong.
Your self-criticism tends to focus on the same familiar weaknesses, year after year.
You feel more comfortable reflecting alone than asking for feedback directly.
You think of self-awareness as something you either have or are working towards having. If you checked 3 or more, you are likely operating with at least one significant blind spot.
The myths above are active for you, not just theoretical.
If you checked 1 or 2,
You have good instincts, but there is a specific area worth examining. Look at which statements you marked and treat them as precise. If you checked none, ask yourself whether you answered honestly or answered as the person you believe yourself to be. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to go from here? The first move is not a program or a practice. It is one conversation. Choose one person whose judgment you trust, someone who sees you in real situations, and ask them this. Is there something about how I come across that you have never told me? Then be quiet. Let them answer. Do not explain or reassure. Just listen. That single conversation will teach you more about your self-awareness myths than months of private reflection. The confidence competence loop offers a useful frame here. The people who give and receive feedback well are not the ones with the most confidence in themselves. They're the ones who have learned to keep their self-image open to revision. You can begin practicing that today. You do not need to wait until you feel ready. Waiting until you feel readier is itself one of the myths. Self-awareness myths are comfortable precisely because they let you feel you're doing the work while protecting you from its most demanding part, discovering where your self-image ends and reality begins. The good news is that one honest conversation, received without defense, is enough to start closing the gap. Frequently asked questions. What are self-awareness myths? Self-awareness myths are widely held beliefs about knowing yourself that feel true, but quietly undermine your growth. They include ideas like thinking you are self-aware because you reflect often, or that honest feedback from others is optional. They create a false ceiling on how well you can understand yourself. Why do self-awareness myths feel so convincing? Self-awareness myths feel convincing because they are rooted in effort. When you spend time thinking about yourself, it feels like progress. The beliefs become comfortable, and comfortable beliefs rarely get examined. The myths survive precisely because they carry just enough truth to go unchallenged. How do self-awareness myths block personal growth? Self-awareness myths block personal growth by replacing honest inquiry with reassuring conclusions. When you believe a myth, you stop looking further. You mistake the feeling of self-knowledge for the real thing, and the blind spot that limits your relationships and decisions stay permanently hidden. Can someone be intelligent and still believe self-awareness myths? Yes, and the more intelligent you are, the more convincingly you can argue for the myths you hold. Intelligence makes you better at constructing reasons to believe what is already comfortable. Self-awareness requires a different kind of courage, the willingness to be wrong about yourself. What is the first step to overcoming self-awareness myths? The first step is to stop treating your self-image as settled. Ask one trusted person a specific question about how you come across in a situation where you felt confident. Then listen without defending. What they tell you will show you more than months of private reflection ever could. How do self-awareness myths affect workplace relationships? Self-awareness myths damage workplace relationships by creating a gap between how you think you show up and how others experience you. That gap produces misread signals, unintentional tension, and feedback that lands badly. The people around you feel the effects of your blind spots long before you notice them. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.